Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Tom Drummond, one of the founding members of Better Than Ezra. You guys all remember this band. They'll be coming as one of four bands, Sugar Ray, Uncle Cracker, and Eve Six, at Wolf Trap Thursday in Virginia. Tom, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, man. How are you?
I'm good. So we're in D.C. Where are you? You said Chicago?
Chicago, yeah. We played Ravinia here last night, and so we'll be in the D.C. area tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I've heard so many great things about Wolf Trap. Never actually played there. But everybody talks about it, just raves on it, you know? So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sight. It's kind of a very rustic look, but the sound's great. It's a great location. You're gonna
love it. The vibe's great is what I've been told, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys are going to love it. So you've never played there, but have you ever played in the D.C. area?
Oh, many, many times. In fact, you know, I think you could make an argument to say that D.C. might be our biggest market.
Really?
We've played there so many, 930 Club. I mean, we've done lots of stuff there over the years.
Why do you think that is?
We played FK Stadium there. Radio play is part of it. There's a large Louisiana contingency that moves after college or whatever to D.C.
I guess, yeah.
I'm not really sure why. Why is any market better than another? I don't know, but definitely D.C. is one of our top three.
Definitely. You mentioned Louisiana. Didn't you guys all you attended LSU, right?
We did. Go Tigers.
Do you still follow the teams?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I try to go to as many of the home football games as I can. And we're gone a lot, so it's not that many, but I'll make two or three a year.
Nice.
And then, you know, occasionally we'll do something with, like, the LSU Alumni Association or whatever, you know, because they all know we went to LSU, and we have played a few events for them over the years, you know, so it works out nice.
Cool. Now, how did you guys actually come together? What was it, like 1988? Take me back to when you guys formed.
That seems like a long time ago. Kevin and our original drummer put an ad in the school newspaper called the Daily Reveille, and I answered it. This is my first semester at college, and I had been in bands all through high school, pretty successful bands actually. And I was kind of missing not being in a band, you know, not rehearsing, not having shows. And so I just decided, screw it, I'm going to answer this ad, and then we'll see where it goes. And then, you know, first couple practices, I knew right away it was different than something that I had ever done before. And, you know, it just all clicked. And, you know, started playing shows, and here we are.
That's awesome. Tell me about the name. How did you guys come up with that one? I've heard different theories. I've heard Hemingway. I've heard different things. What's the official story?
There's a lot of theories. You know what? It's our one gimmick, man. We don't tell.
All right. Well, what are some of the theories?
The truth is that the real meaning's not very good. So you're better off not knowing. Yeah. The Hemingway one is the best, I think.
Yeah. So someone else threw that one out, and you're like, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, there's actually a book. There's a book out there called The History of Band Names or whatever, and, like, every band's in there, and most bands have, like, a page. We have, like, a whole chapter in the book. People putting out their theories. I know, it's pretty funny.
What was your guys' first big hit? Was it good?
Yeah, good. 1995.
Man, tell me.
Took 7 years to get signed and then 7 weeks to be at number one at alternative radio.
Take me back to that when that thing popped. Was it crazy hearing that just played on the radio all over the place?
Yeah, and it was also the time where MTV was very influential. So, you know, it was sort of exploding for us, and we were, like, playing shows 6 nights a week, driving all over the country to places we had never been, right? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, the song's blown up on radio, and MTV's playing it, like, every hour. So we were getting these messages from our friends and stuff. I just saw the video, you know, and it was like, we hadn't seen the video because we were constantly going to radio and working and doing shows and stuff. Like, we just weren't sitting around watching TV or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it was pretty exciting, man, I have to say. It was a really fun time.
What was the story behind Desperately Wanting? How'd that song come about?
Well, you know, Kevin wrote that song. He could probably tell you a little bit better, but I'm, you know, I think a lot of our songs have some personal experiences, maybe mixed in with some literary, I don't know, devices, if you will. You know, sort of some, there's some truth in all of them, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's about old friendship, you know, growing up, small town, that type thing.
Definitely. And third and last one I'll ask you about, because I'm not going to make you go through all your songs, but I really love At the Stars.
I love that one, too. and I love that album also. It's one of my favorite songs have in our whole catalog. You know what? Honestly, we had been on tour for the first two albums, and we were in Colorado supporting Friction Baby, which is the album Desperately Wanting's on, and we were up in Breckenridge, and we'd finished the show, and we just took guitars out on the mountainside, and it was night time, and lo and behold, that song came out of it, and it's still one of my favorite ones to play now.
Definitely. So you mentioned that, you know, you still love to play that. Are you guys at the event at Wolf Trap, are you guys going to play the hits, or is there newer stuff you're going to break out, or what?
Yeah, we'll definitely play the hits. It's a shorter set because it's four bands.
Right.
So we're a little limited that way, but we definitely will play at least one new song, you know. We've been playing Crazy Lucky or Sunflowers from the new album. Mm-hmm. But then we also try to mix in, like, maybe one that was not necessarily a huge hit, but, you know, that people love. So,
like, the hardcore
fans. Try to give you a little taste of them.
The hardcore fans will know.
Because,
yeah.
Exactly, because we have so many fans there, you know, that know all these albums. And so we'll definitely break out something for them. And also, for the next three shows, we're bringing in a ringer. We're bringing in this guy named Big Sam Williams, who has a band called Big Sam's Funky Nation. He's a trombone player.
Oh, cool.
He's awesome. So he's going to be sitting in with us for the next three shows, and it kind of takes the whole show up a level. It's a lot of fun.
There you go. You heard it here first. They're better than Ezra's bringing a ringer with a trombone.
Yeah. Let's have some fun.
Definitely. Cool. Well, before we go, I mean, just maybe say a little bit about the other acts you're playing with. I mean, did you follow along, you know, with Eve Six, Sugar Ray, Uncle Cracker, you know, follow their career as you guys are playing?
McGrath from Sugar Ray for quite some time. I mean, their albums came out, you know, around the same time as ours, and we've played various festivals and that type of thing with them over the years. So we already kind of had a relationship. And the other guys we didn't know so much, but it's been kind of interesting because usually when you get this many egos in one room, there's some headbutting going on. But you know what? It hasn't been that way at all. It's been a lot of fun. And, like, all the bands watch each other every night. It's been really cool. The camaraderie has been great.
Awesome. And I assume it's all four of your acts touring together as this. What's it called? Under the Sun Tour? Is that what it's called?
Under the Sun, yeah.
Yeah. So how many cities have you guys hit before us?
Probably 25.
Oh, okay. So you've been at it for a while now.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been good. It's been a lot of great venues, a lot of venues similar to Wolf Trap, you know, that those type venues around the country.
What's what can they expect in terms of the lineup? Does one of you guys start the show and one closer? Do you rotate?
It changes.
Okay.
Changes every night, depending on the market, really. We're third of four. Sugar Ray, I believe, is closing tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
So, it kind of, you know, just kind of flips around. Like in Detroit, Uncle Cracker closed because that's his hometown. It was a huge crowd for them, you know. It just made sense.
Got you. And if you're ever down near Louisiana, I'm sure you guys get the final one.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome.
So, like, we closed in Chicago last night, you know, so it just varies.
For sure. Awesome. Well, I mean, before I let you go, I mean, just say something in general. I mean, I know you guys are all still playing, obviously, but you also can promote it as sort of like a throwback Thursday to all these great bands that came up in the 90s. And
yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, for us, you know, we just put out what we think is our best album.
Awesome.
You know, like, and the song's done very well. Crazy Lucky has more Spotify streams than good.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we kind of view it just as made sense for us. You know, money-wise, venue-wise, timing-wise, you know, just was the right thing for us to do. Yes, is there a 90s piece of it? Sure. But I don't think we're not going into it like that. You
sure,
know, we're
sure.
not. We don't feel like we're nostalgic, you know.
Right, right. It's not a retro show. It's you just all happened to start in the 90s and you're still going.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
That's
all right.
Correct. We all have current albums out, current singles, you know, so.
And we'll be hearing them at Wolf Trap. So that's awesome. And you guys are big in the D.C. area, so I'm sure the fans are looking forward to it. And I really thank you for taking the time to join us on WTOP.
My pleasure, man. Look forward to a high-energy show. The show itself is really fun. All these bands are fun. It's a good time.
Oh, I can imagine. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, guys. That's Tom Drummond of Better Than Ezra on WTOP. The show's at Wolf Trap Thursday night. So head out and see a great show. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, man.